You're listening to the NASM CPT Podcast with Rick Ritchie, winner of the ShareCare Emmy Award for Social Storytelling and the official podcast of the National Academy of Sports Medicine.
Hey, y'all, and welcome to the NASM CPT Podcast. My name is Rick Ritchie, and today we're going to be going into the next component of the OPT model review. We're going to go into max strength training, but before we begin, if you could do me a favor and go into the link in the show notes, there's a survey. And by taking that survey, it gives us feedback not only about this show, but if you listen to any of the other shows on the NASM Podcast Network, then please give survey, give feedback about those shows so that we know what it is that you're connecting with, what works for you, what doesn't work for you, and that we can better adjust our show to fit you and what you're looking for when it comes to, content, when it comes to the content you consume as a personal trainer and what NASM can provide for you. So if you do that, it would not only be incredibly helpful, but you'll be put in for a drawing to win a $100 gift card from Amazon. And that would be Amazon amazing. So if you could do that, we'd appreciate it. Also, while we're at it, like, subscribe, share with your fitness friends and family, and leave a review on the show. I'm asking too much of you. I'm asking too much. Survey first, then the other stuff if you got time. All right, let's get into the OPT model review as we go into the maximal strength training component. So let me start this by saying that just because you got big muscles don't always mean you got the strongest muscles. In fact, I just use this as a wonderful example that delighted me. There was a guy when I was managing a gym down in Miami, South Beach. And when I was managing that gym, there were a lot of big guys, as a friend of mine put it. Miami Beach can be the land of gratuitous fitness. So there's a lot of jacked guys in the gym. And one of my trainers was not so jacked, but he was incredibly strong. And so there's this guy that kind of brushed him aside in some way. And he went over and set up an incline chest press to do 100-pound dumbbells. And so my trainer basically, in a way to see how strong of a guy he is, went next to him and set up the incline chest press and pulled out the 120s. And with 120 in each hand, as the guy was struggling with the 100s to do the incline presses, my guy was talking to him, having a conversation, asking him if he was like, do I need to put these 120s down to help spot you? Let me know. I love that story. I love that story so much because, you know, sometimes the big guys can get a little showy, and it was really delightful to watch somebody that's not so big, but so much stronger, kind of put the ego in check. And so that's what I like about max strength training. I like to check egos. You don't necessarily have to get that much bigger when you lift heavier weights. In fact, if you look at the difference between what a bodybuilder looks like and what a weightlifter looks like, so people who are going for the biggest, the most amount of weight that they can move, and their bench press competitions, squat competitions, deadlift competitions, are you part of the 1,000-pound club in those major lifts, then these are components that we look at when we look at max strength. So max strength, according to the NASM OPT model, is challenging. How much can you lift? How heavy of a weight can you lift? So let's do a quick little review, and you can just join me in the textbook if you want to. I'm going to be talking about the CPT-7, which is the most updated version of the NASM Certified Personal Training textbook. And this is on page 700. It just goes through max strength, where the focus is really to lift as heavy of a load as you can get. Now, the previous components of the model lead you to this point. So you are building, you are developing strength, you're developing endurance, you've developed stability, you've gone into muscular development most likely, and now you're working into some max strength components. And so I think it's important to point out that in this, yes, you can do SMR prior to in order to loosen the muscles up. Generally, we talk about active stretching leading us to this point. So it'll be an active stretch, never a static stretch that we do prior to this. I won't say never, that there are times when you have, you know, clinically tight muscles that doing static stretches prior can be beneficial. And as long as you're not holding those for 60 seconds or longer, will not adversely affect how much lift that you get. And then you can go into the option of adding some dynamics into your stretching, which I like. But if you go over to the following page, we're looking at just how much can you lift. We're going to look at the chart on page 706, chart table 2112. And 2112 goes into, man, when I first moved to New York, I just realized this, I worked at a restaurant and it was called Mars 2112 because that was when the Earth was supposed to colonize Mars. It's a long story and maybe a story for another podcast on another day. But anyway, 2112 made me think of that. Anyway, 2112, that's my muscular development training. Well, I already messed it up. So let's go to 2113, max strength training. Glad I caught that. Max strength training, you're going to go into your resistance training. So follow it all the way down to resistance training, which is a little bit further than half down the chart. It's just a single line. Now, there's myofascial release, active stretching, cardio is an option, dynamic stretching as an option, core, balance, plyometrics, and SAQ. Plyos and SAQ also optional. We do like to incorporate core and balance, which I do with all my clients in every workout. And then here's the resistance training. 4 to 6 sets of 1 to 5 reps. That's not necessarily a lot of volume. In fact, if you only do 1 or 2 repetitions with 4 to 6 sets, that's not going to be, even though the weight's heavier, the weight is limiting you between 1 and 5 repetitions. I also point out on the warm-up. So we kind of went into like a general warm-up, but then there's a specific warm-up. And I think the specific warm-up is vital before you go into your max lifts. And the specific warm-up would be kind of the way I think most people really do their max strength training is they say, okay, well, let's start off with a lighter weight of the exercise we're doing, add a little bit of weight to it, and then add a little more weight until you get into that range. So I generally do 1 to 3 kind of prep sets as I go into this max strength. So I won't necessarily say, okay, we're going to do squats. Let's jump right into, let's say your max is 225. Let's say your 5 rep max is 225. All right, this pie in the sky, I know. But 225 pounds for your 5 rep max. Even if it's your 5 rep max, I'm not going to just have you squat the bar or squat 135 and then say, okay, let's jump right into the 225 for 5. I don't know if that'd be wrong. I don't like prepping people in that way. So doing 10 reps of 135, and then I might say, okay, let's go 185. Okay, now let's move into 225 just because I feel like neuromuscularly you're more prepared. You're progressively adding a little bit of load, and then you can start your 4 to 6 sets of 1 to 5 repetitions. So yes, you are getting additional volume from your warm-up sets, but it's not necessarily moving the needle as far as your muscular development. It is just prepping you for the work that you're doing. Now, when it comes to tempo, you're going to read it on here. It's going to say explosive. You are going to move that weight as fast as possible, which is cool, except for one thing. It ain't going to move very fast. That weight's not going to move fast because it's limiting you from 1 to 5 repetitions. So you're going to move it as fast as you can, but that may not mean you're going to move it fast at all. If I'm giving you your 5 rep max, your first 1 rep, 2, maybe your 3 reps will be faster than 4 and 5 as you start to top out. And you hit that limiting thing. You get your 5th one, you probably can't get your 6th one, which is what a max is. That is your 1 rep, 1 to 5 rep max. You can't lift a sixth one if you're lifting five. Now we're going to look at, I'm completed my five rep max, and we're still talking squats. So I put the bar back on the J hooks or whatever it is that I'm lifting from. And now we got to take a break. And that break is generally going to be between 2 to 4 minutes. And doing the 2 minutes isn't unreasonable, but it certainly isn't allowing you time to repeat with maximal effort. So I will steer you more towards a 3 minute or a 4 minute. I think you probably add, you could do it for 2 minutes, but now it's almost like you're doing, I hate to say it, but like an endurance version of max lifts. And you really don't have enough time to use that phosphocreatine, pull off those phosphates, reattach the phosphate into the ADP to get ATP for you to do more lifts. So I think 2 minutes might get you 75 to 80% rejuvenation in your ATP, and your 4 minutes will get you more like 95. And you're not going to be fully ready, but you're going to be readier with the 4 minute break. So your intensity, 1 to 5 repetitions, and you can do 2 to 4 exercises per part, right? So I might say, okay, well, let's do a leg press, and then you could do step ups, and then you could say, okay, well, now let's do some knee squats or Nordics, and you find some things that you add in there. So you're really working your legs and getting your legs hit in multiple different ways. You have your main lifts, and then you've got some accessory lifts that you can do. You could do squats, and then you could say, okay, well, now let's do deadlifts or RDLs also. And that's challenging. So you're, whatever that second one is, you're not going to get the most out of it because the amount of work that you put in on the first one when it comes to really any lift, but max strength training is going to deplete a lot of those ATP stores. It's going to be harder to buffer and get the phosphocreatine to move back into ATP. All right. So with that said, it's heavy lifting, but this is what you see a lot of people doing when they're not doing max strength, which is taking a long break in between sets, going over to the water fountain, refilling, drinking the protein shake, drinking out of their gallons of water. You know, this is time off, but it should be time off, not necessarily the hypertrophy phase, definitely more time off, more rest between sets when you're doing this max strength phase. Again, that's table 2113, max strength training on page 708, if you're following along in the book. All right, so that's just an overview of max strength training. And then you would do that, not just for squats, but how much can you do that with your major lifts? Can you do that with deadlifts? You can do max strength training for lat pull downs. That might be pull ups. Some people, max strength is doing pull ups. For some people, pull ups are an endurance exercise. Some people cannot do pull ups, so it wouldn't fall into this category. It depends on your clients. It depends on who they are, where they are in their training journey, how much they can do, because they might be able to lift a lot of weight, but it might be skewed relative to body weight. So max strength training is based on that 1 to 5 rep intensity. And as we go into that set range, looking at your sets from 4 to 6, 1 to 5 reps, as fast as you can move, 2 to 4 minutes of break, and you can select between 2 and 4 exercises per body part. All right, there it is. Thanks for listening. As I said earlier, like, subscribe, share with your fitness friends and family. And if you want to reach out to me, please do so. Hit me up. You can hit me up on Instagram or Threads at dr.rickritchie, or email me rick.ritchie@nasm.org. And one more time, get a chance, link in the show notes, survey, take it. It would be greatly appreciated. Give us feedback about the show, what works, what doesn't work, what we can do. And not just this show, but the other shows on the NASM Podcast Network. Thanks for listening. Keep inspiring people to fitness. This has been the NASM CPT Podcast.